Happy Friday, everybody, and thank you so much for downloading the Be Our Guest podcast. Today's episode of the show brought to you by the great vacation planners over at the Magic for Less Travel. When you book a great vacation over at the Magic for Less, you are getting concierge-level service each and every time. You have an agent dedicated to your travel needs to make sure that you have the most magical vacation ever for the least amount of price possible. Right now is a great time to see Walt Disney World this fall, as recently Disney has announced a nice savings for fall travel dates, actually all the way up through the beginning of Christmas. And you can save some significant money and get down there, maybe see the Food and Wine Festival, or maybe even check out Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. It's a great time to travel. So check out all the great deals and let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. They're over at themagicforless.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 891 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rahman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Friday, everybody. We hope that you're having a great Friday and have an awesome weekend right in front of you. And today, we're going to have big smiles on our faces as we record today's show. You know, we always do. We love recording the podcast and getting to talk Disney with you three times a week. But today is a great show because we get to celebrate and reminisce about the Be Our Guest podcast 3.0, which happened a couple of weeks ago now. And man, it goes way too quickly. But we're going to kind of just share some of our random thoughts as we look at our pictures. And of course, we're going to do another podcast cruise. We're going to do 4.0 coming up in 2017. Don't you worry about that. And everybody who sailed with us over the past three cruises, if you were part of any of those cruises, we want you to join us in 2017. Details will be coming probably over the next 6 months or so. But these things get better and better each time. And we want you to be a part of it because they are so much fun. The friendships that we made, and we'll talk about it here in a second, but I haven't posted anything personally on the Facebook group intentionally because I wanted to do that here on the podcast. I feel it's a little bit more personal. This is our avenue to get to talk to you directly right into your earbuds and, you know, your stereo, wherever you're listening on your TV. And I just, you know, want to send a huge, huge thank you to everybody who sailed with us and who had faith that it would be a lot of fun, because a Disney cruise is a big financial investment, you know, and it's not like, meeting up with some people down at Chuck E. Cheese. You know, it's something that's a big deal.
It's not.
I mean, it's it's about as big as you can get in my book. So
it is.
And it takes a lot of faith to say, I'm going to, you know, take these 5 days out of my vacation to sail with these guys who do this podcast. That means so much to me. And it was just a delight, each one of you. And I know we spent, you know, a lot of time with some folks, you know, because we had, you know, similar, like, kids the same age. In my situation, you know, Mallory made friends with some kids. You know, some people we didn't get to see quite as much. They were off doing their own thing. But everybody who sailed with us, thank you so much. We hope that you had a wonderful cruise. We heard great things from everybody. But I'm just humbled that you would do that. And we'll be talking about the memories, but I wanted to save that. You know, I didn't get on the social media and really post any of this yet because I wanted to do it here in a, you know, just a heartfelt thank you to everybody who supported us by sailing with us on the podcast cruise. You've made my life a lot better because I have memories that I'll have forever. And I've said this on the first two cruises and I'm saying it again, truly an amazing group of people. And I'm so lucky that I got to be friends, you know, and sail with you those days. And the friendships continue, you know, and they will for years and years to come. So I'm excited for that. So let me get the ladies introduced and we're going to talk some podcast cruise. Joining us from touringplans.com, The Mouse for Less. Check that out today. Great blog over there. Lots of great articles all the time. And at DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, her home website. We have Ricky. What's up, Ricky?
Okay, so I told you I had announcements, so I have the announcements again. So let me get to them. I'll do it real quick. So first of all, for those who were in the who participated in the selfie contest, please send me your photos to Ricky@BeOurGuestPodcast.com, and you will need to have them to me by next Friday, which is August 7th. So if you don't have it to me by that date, then you're not counted. So make sure you have them by that date. There are some awesome prizes, I just have to say. Second of all, if you are wanting to send me photos for the video, they can be any kind of photos. So like from the cruise or from pre or post vacation, Walt Disney World, whatever, go to the Facebook group for the cruise. And then there is a link for the Google Drive account that you can put those in. Third and finally, I remembered, I want to put this out there, that I still have quite a few unclaimed prizes from the Be Our Guest Podcast live show. So if anybody, you know, donated, just make sure you go to BeOurGuestPodcast.com and take a look to see if you won a prize. If you did, message me. Same email address, Ricky@BeOurGuestPodcast.com. I think that's all the announcements I have. That's a lot of stuff, but that's all I got.
You're basically the prize lady.
I am the prize lady. It's like, and I don't get to win any of them, and I'm sad.
We're the winners here. You know,
we are. We have some amazing listeners, so that's the best part about the whole thing.
And we're giving away again three Disney gift cards next Wednesday. So I mean,
see, now you're the prize giveaway.
Exactly, that's great. But Joe is actually Joe from VirtualMickey.com is helping us out with that. So. It's amazing. All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. She's unfortunately back in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but you can't stay in Walt Disney World forever or else you never, you know, get to plan that next trip. So how's it going, Pam? You making it? You doing all right?
I am. I do not have a list of announcements like Ricky did, I would like to announce that I would like to be back in Disney. I'm going to say. This is the one and only announcement. It pertains to everybody, blah, blah, blah. So anyways, we're doing great. I think that all of us are lucky in that we all enjoy going away, but we all appreciate being back home. So that's a good thing.
It helps having a podcast where you can reach out and talk to people all around the world about Disney. And, you know, the thing is every time we're down there, we're getting, you know, and that's a cool thing. So we've been quite a few times, you know, the three of us, but yet still many, many new experiences. You know, we got to have a podcast meetup at Trader Sam's. That was awesome. You know, I'd never done that. I'd never done the culinary tour at Animal Kingdom Lodge. We'll talk about that on an upcoming show. So it's fun to talk to you all that get it, you know, on the other end here. And we get to have those conversations through social media after the show comes out. So truly a blessing, but definitely these podcast cruises. We've said this many times that, you know, going on a Disney cruise is quite a treasure. It's quite a thing to be cherished, no matter when you get to go and who you get to go with. It's an amazing experience that you'll have memories for the rest of your life. But when you get to sail with a group, or if you get to go with like kind of, I know some people do like family reunions on cruises, it's a more special thing just because you have people to share these unique environment and experiences with. You get to do, you know, it's fun to make a, you know, take a potato and carrots and some wheels and turn it into a car. But it's more fun to do that with a group of friends, you know, like 15 or 20 people, and we're all working together, working against each other, having a friendly competition. You know, it's more fun to run the track on the Disney Dream and run into your good friend Phil and get to have a morning discussion as you're docking into Castaway Key. It's group cruises are amazing, and it's, again, it's about the friendships and the smiles and the impromptu breakfast meets and the late night pizza meets and, you know, being able to sell waffle bowls that are fish extender gifts for $5 a pop to the teenagers.
Yes.
It's all about the people. And again, just want to kind of spend today talking about some of the things that, you know, it's been a couple of weeks and what's fresh on our minds. Let's go in the backward way, Pam. So what are you thinking about when you kind of reflect back on the cruise? What's something that sticks out to you?
So I will just say, every time I go to Castaway Key, I think I like it a little more. It just is really such a gem in Disney Cruise Line's crown. There are some other cruise lines that have their own island, and while they're very nice, they're not Castaway Key. That's just all there is to it. In fact, they kind of pale in comparison to Castaway Key. I just enjoyed those days so much, and it was so relaxing, and just such fun to be there with so many people that we knew and wanted to spend time with. I really, really appreciated that.
Yeah, I did too when I was awake, you know.
You were quite the napper.
Man, I never get to nap, and I nap so nicely under the umbrella at Castaway Key.
The napping thing.
I know that you don't want to sleep on your Disney cruise, but man,
no, that was the whole reason. I didn't want to sleep on the Disney cruise. I wanted to,
after running through the jungles when it was 128 heat index, I just basically had to recover. That's it.
Oh, that's true.
So Ricky, and I agree though with what Pam says about Castaway Key. Just wonderful. Right before we hit record, Ricky was looking at her pictures and mentioning cookies and all the great food we had there.
I could go for a cookie right now from Cookies.
You know what I discovered though? It was something new this time at Cookies Barbecue. I enjoyed the spicy chicken sandwich rather than the big burgers that I usually have. That thing was tasty. So if you're going to Castaway Key anytime soon, don't sleep on the spicy chicken sandwich. I had it the first day and it was so good. We had the double dip. I had it the second day too. I was actually looking forward to it during the second 5K run. I'm thinking, man, as soon as I get this thing over and I get that medal, I'm going to get in the ocean, cool off for a little bit. And at 11 o'clock, boom, I'm going to Cookies and getting another one of those spicy chicken sandwiches. They were that good. So Ricky, what else? What else do you, you know, reflect on and think, man, that was a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, can I just say, thank God the weather was, I mean, it was hot, don't get me wrong, but it was so perfect. I mean, it was just blue skies, perfect clouds, everything. It was, that part was so great because the last cruise was kind of gray and I was a little saddened about that. So I was really happy to have, you know, blue skies and hot weather, even though I think we all were dying as we were running along that loop in Castaway Cay. And I called it something, and I don't remember what I called it. I remember Mike Bankhead posted on the group. I had like a something of death or something like that, the circle of death or something like that. I don't remember what it was because it was just so unbearably hot. I guess that was like the big thing is for me is that Castaway Cay run. Because, you know, we did the double dip, so we did the Rallman, so we did the running twice, and they did, I was correct, they did run twice on Castaway Cay, and it was seriously, it was so much fun to do, even though, like, seriously, so unbearably hot, especially that second day. I felt so bad for y'all who were running because I was standing there giving out the medals because I wanted to make sure that we had somebody at the end to do that.
When I crossed the line, let me just say there were three Rickies. I just picked the one in the middle because I was so delusional.
You picked the one in the middle. It's fine. I'm going for that one. And you gave me a very sweaty, nasty
hug,
which I did not appreciate.
I was going to collapse, you know, so you thought it was a hug. It was actually just me stabilizing myself.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Yeah, no, I still didn't appreciate it, I just have to say. But no, that run was seriously so much fun. It was, I mean, not while you were running it, but after it, it was so great because, you know, we were all lizards. We were all there together cheering each other on. And that was really the best part, was the camaraderie that we all had. You know, we all knew it was hot. We all knew that we were running around in the jungle, and you know, it was just so much fun. Mike Bankhead actually is like, can y'all believe that Ricky is the one who's sitting here? Because at the first day, I was the timer, and I was the one who was, you know, saying when we were going to start running and when we were going to walk, and that slowly ended up into more walking than running by the end of it, because I was done. I mean, it was seriously so much fun, and we had a blast, and I'm glad we did it, and I'm sure that some other people are glad we did it too, although some probably aren't. So
well, it was cool because the thing is, we got our medals, and these are really, this is, and I sent an email, I was talking with the Shine Golds earlier this week, and we were just communicating back and forth. And this medal to me, on my rack of medals here, I'm so proud of it. I think I'm the most proud of this medal because, and I don't know if a lot of people know this, but because of this run and all the folks who did the virtual double dip 5K there, you know, at their home places, they didn't sail with us. We raised an additional $1,700 for Give Kids the World. I mean,
that's so awesome.
That's making a real difference to people that need it. You know, we're out there having fun and celebrating a vacation, but we're putting smiles on people's faces and Give Kids the World. You know, these people really need it. So this medal represents something tangible and real, and it's very special to me. And it, you know, it's got this, you know, it's got the podcast, you know, Lizards logo on it. It's our colors. It's got a beautiful ribbon. So I just wanted to, again, thank the Shine Golds for making that possible.
Absolutely.
As well as Mike Bankhead for making this dream of the running squad possible. I mean, 400 plus lizards that are out there. And I mean, that group that we have now is amazing. If you look at our Facebook group, it is constantly being updated with people eating healthier, people getting further and further on their walks each night or their runs, and people that are going through injuries, and everybody's supporting them through that. I know Dave had a fall this past weekend.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things that it is a true community, and it's, you know, nothing to do with us, really. It's Mike and the Shine Golds and, you know, just so many people. Jocelyn, everybody jumps in and says, hey, let's do this. Florence planned a lot of things, you know, and there's so many other people, but it's definitely a community, and everybody's taking that on. And for that, I just want to say thank you to everybody.
Absolutely. And like I said, it was so much fun to get to do. I mean, maybe not while we were running it, but it was fun. It was fun when we were done and when we had the medals and you were like, yes, I accomplished this. I did this. I earned it. Definitely earned it, but I accomplished it. So that was the cool part too.
So, you know, we're just kind of talking about random things. Like, I didn't even pull up my pictures because I'm just kind of going from, like, what I'm thinking of, you know, a couple weeks later. I really did enjoy my runs on deck four early in the morning. Those were a lot of fun. And again, I'd be joined by, you know, just folks walking or running and get to talk, you know, even see some cast members that maybe are your servers or somebody you saw on the entertainment team. You know, if you're somebody who likes to exercise, definitely get out there on deck four. You can just walk it in the morning. It's a great way to kind of start your day because a lot of times you're pulling into port. And instead of, you know, well, I guess there's a lot to be said for maybe sitting on your balcony and having a cup of coffee as that's happening.
Yeah, that's a much better way to accomplish that, I just have to say.
That's probably a much more relaxing way to do it. But I enjoyed, you know, as we're pulling into Castaway Key, just, you know, getting a few laps in on deck four. It revitalizes me. It makes me excited and it gives me permission to have like another Eggs Benedict as soon as I'm done running. Also, I want to mention the podcast recording. Thanks to everybody who took some time out on the NASA arrival day for going to that. We had a great time there. You are going to hear two upcoming podcasts, not just one, but two coming up in the next couple of weeks. We did a listener question show as well as a tough Disney choices show that had me laying flat on the stage at Evolution with one of the questions somebody asked of me. So that's coming up. It almost killed me, but I had to make a tough. What even a Disney choice, was it? Yeah, kind of. Well, stretch.
Sort of.
Kind of, yeah, I guess.
It wasn't really a Disney question, but it did kill you either way.
That's called the teaser. But yeah, thanks everybody who took the time out to do that. Just again, one thing I want to talk about is fish extenders. We kind of mentioned that earlier.
Oh my gosh, yes.
You guys, and I don't want to like call out individual gifts because I don't want to make anybody feel bad. With you guys, because I don't want to make...
They blew it out of the water this year. Oh, my God. Seriously.
People I don't want to feel bad are us three right here.
Right, exactly. It's not anybody else. It's the three of us. And we're like, oh, God.
I feel
guilty. I was pretty proud of mine, I just have to say.
It was awesome.
No, I'm just kidding. Yes. People did such awesome things. The fish extenders is always like, love it, hate it. Love it, hate it, right?
I hate it when I'm making them. Right. And Brian and I are sitting here because we did the little candle tartlets things, and I had my microwave going constantly. My house smelled like apples because I had the apple smell from PhilharMagic that I was trying to replicate. And so my things, like, it burnt, so it smells like burnt apples now. So I still have the smell in there. And I'm sitting here working my butt off on all these, and then, you know, then they melt on the way out there. I'm like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. So...
Yeah.
It is stressful, let me tell you. But, oh my gosh, it's so much fun to do. I can't even... Guys, seriously. I'm so floored by all the cool stuff you guys came up with. Seriously. Can't even.
And I think a lot of people get kind of overwhelmed at the end of the cruise because that last night you got to pack. You got to get everything outside your door to get, you know, taken to, you know, by the room stewards to be taken off the ship. And a lot of people get overwhelmed. Like, we got so much stuff that, you know, I actually did see people buying extra suitcases on the boat to be able to take stuff home. No kidding. I saw that three different times. But the thing is like right now, 2 weeks later, as I'm kind of going through everything and unpacking, you know, all the bags that I have with just random stuff in them. It's such something that, you know, like I can sit a coaster out in the living room and I'll never, ever forget, you know, that this podcast cruise from that, or a Christmas ornament or a keychain or a koozie or, you know, this backpack, you know, everything has, you know, significance that I will always remember. And I just thank everybody for, you know, taking the time to prepare these things and, you know, giving a little bit of yourself to everybody on the cruise. And I'll tell you, you know, having a 7-year-old daughter, it is no kidding like Christmas every single night when you went back to that room. They're a labor of love. They're so much fun. And you have treasures forever from friends that, you know, from all over the world. So you guys killed it on the fish extenders. I can't imagine on the fourth podcast cruise it gets any better than that.
I know. I'm going to have to up my game. Seriously.
You know, be ready. You got 2 years. Start planning now.
Oh, I know. I'm going to. Like, I planned 2 years in advance for that thing. So, I mean, I can't even imagine what I'm going to come up with this time. So.
All right. Oh, and I also want to send a big thank you to all the folks who got a screen capture of our sail away. We got lots of those, and I'm going to be putting those up on the Facebook group here in the next few days. So I got them from quite a few people. So thank you for getting on portcanaverwebcam.com, grabbing that. You can see the big podcast banner on top of the Dream. You can see even a couple of them. You can see my grass skirt there. I didn't go coconut bra, but I did go get grass skirt, you know, so thank you.
We were all sad that you didn't go coconut bra.
You were really sad about that? I thought you'd be happy.
No, I'm not really.
Anyway. All right. Oh, we all agree what happened in Nassau stays in Nassau.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
Absolutely.
Well, we didn't talk about that off air, but that is an agreement. We're not going to talk about getting off the boat in Nassau. Okay, next, Pam, you're up. What else do we do in those other 4 days?
Although I do have pictures.
I have some good pictures too, that's for sure, yes.
So, let's see. There were just so many different things that I really loved about the cruise. But I will also say that, again, it was really such a cool thing for Hannah to finally get to experience Palo, which she's been dying to go to for the longest time. So she really appreciated being able to do that. I think it's just interesting to see it from a different point of view, from her point of view, from, you know, she does like to eat good food and getting to try that and being open to the experience. And as she grows into being an adult, while she tells us she's an adult all the time, I'm kind of like, I don't know, but you know, whatever. So
whatever you want to think, dear.
Right. But that was really cool to get to see her there. And I have to mention our fantastic mixology class. Oh. I think that it was so, so great. We had the best bartender. Bonnie was our bartender, and he did the mixology class for both sessions, I believe.
Yes, he did, because I was there. Ironically enough, I was the one that was there for both, the guy who really doesn't drink.
And so that was such a great experience. We will definitely try to have that again when we do the next cruise. Really just appreciated his knowledge, his enthusiasm, his getting us all to participate in it. He took something that is kind of intimidating in a sort of a way and just was like, threw you into it and was like, come on, you're making it. Like, you're doing this. Like, you're making the rum martini. You're making the green Cadillac or whatever it was. You're making this. And he just did a fantastic job. It was so much fun.
But again, see, that gets back to sailing with a group, because it was a private event. It was just our listeners, and we had 2 sessions. I believe we could have 20 in each session or thereabouts, because I was at the first session. That's the one I was scheduled for. And that one was full. I mean, all 20 people were there. We had a great time with Bonnie. And then I went back for that was at 1 o'clock. I went back for the 3 o'clock session because I just wanted to take pictures of the other session. And I believe a certain podcaster fell asleep in the rainforest room and didn't make it. So there was an empty slot.
I might have fallen asleep in the rainforest.
That's okay.
I'm not going to lie.
That's okay, because then I was kind of at the end of the bar and they were giving me the extras. And now remember, I had gone through the first session 2 hours prior. Plus, I had had Paolo earlier that day, brunch. So it was a heck of a day for me. But yeah, we had a good time. And the thing is with this mixology, and I was talking to my Pam about this, is that, you know, you are getting to kind of sample 5 different mixed drinks, but for Pam and I don't drink much. We'll have a margarita at Las Fuentes like once a year, twice a year, maybe. But the thing is, it's very interesting how he showed us, like, you know, and I love cast members that do things like this. He says, Mickey gives us this bottle of whatever it is, some kind of a, you know, liquor, you know, and says, Mickey expects us to get 33 pours out of this bottle, you know, and if we don't, Mickey is not happy. So he told us, you know, this is what this little spigot thing, and I can't remember what those things are called, but like little tip does. And, you know, this is how we know when we're preparing something for a guest. This is how we know how much alcohol to go in. It's called a 5-second count, or it's called a 5 count, not a 5-second, you know, and it's not like 5. It's not like 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippis, you know, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and it's over. You know, just that he had a great personality to share that. We were in Meridian, which is that bar that's between Paolo and Remy. It is gorgeous.
Yeah,
I mean, right on the back of the ship. You couldn't have asked for anything else. At one point, I think, you know, toward the end of one of the sessions, we thought pirates were alongside of us, but it was actually just an oil ship out there. But I mean, again, I think somebody had enjoyed their rum martini a little too much. But it was just fun because, again, he let us get behind the bar. He let us actually shake the drinks, mix the drinks, pour the ingredients. We got to talk to him about the showmanship of being a bartender and a cast member with the Disney Cruise Line, and how they set up their bar, and how do they make them so quickly without ever, you know, really looking down. And it was just really neat, because I think for all of us, we like to go to Walt Disney World and do tours, you know, because you get a little peek behind the curtain, what it's like to be a cast member, you know, how they go out there and perform their roles. That's exactly what this was. But we were in one of the best locations on the ship. And again, it was a private event. So we really, there was no intimidation at all because we were all just a huge group of friends goofing out there. And Bonnie was more, more than happy to encourage that among the group. So, Pam, I think you're exactly right that Bonnie is he's a first rate bartender and took care of us in a great way.
It really was. And it was just such a cool event. It really was cool to get to do it with people that we knew. I don't think it would have been nearly as fun in a group of people that we didn't really know. Like, we knew the people there. It just wouldn't have been. It just, lends itself to having fun with the group, and I really appreciated it.
Yeah, Scott and Andy, my brother-in-law, and I did the tequila tasting at one point, too, and we had another group of listeners on the other side of the room. We didn't know that until we were about halfway through, and the guy was explaining all the, agave, and it comes from Mexico, and, again, great presentation in the district lounge, but that was more just like taking your medicine. It was like, here comes some more fire, man. I don't want to be the one who doesn't finish. So, yeah, that was the mixology much more on my level. So if you're somebody like me who doesn't really drink, the tequila tasting's okay, but mixology is a lot tastier. It's not as we got to do another gasoline shot. Here we go. Oh, it hurts, because Scott and I were just about crying because neither one of us are big drinkers. Anyway, so Ricky, what else do you recall? It sounds like we're luscious, and we're really not, but we just want to have the experience.
Right? It totally sounds like we were just hammered the whole time.
No, because I do not drink in my real life. It was really weird.
Oh my gosh, no. So a couple of things that stand out to me. One, and none of you guys got to do this, but Brian and I did get like a private tour in Nassau from a friend of his who works there, who lives and works in Nassau, and it was really neat.
Wait. We said we weren't going to talk about anything that happened in Nassau.
No. This is not anything that you guys had. So this is all private. So
go ahead.
It was just Brian and I. So it was really cool to get to see Nassau from the point of view of like a local, because she's been living there for a few months. So it was really neat to, we walked kind of along the, around the street. We went to see the square where, their main city hall or, whatever the independence area was, because their Independence Day was right before when we got there. So it was still decorated for that. It was interesting to walk along the streets and, see the shops and stuff like that. We actually stopped at the Starbucks that was there, which was kind of cool, and got, Bahamian Starbucks. Same stuff, but, it was still fun to drink in Bahamas. And then we got to go to, I believe it's the one beach that's there, and I can't think of the name of it. All I know is that I recognized the name when I saw it, when I passed the sign. I was like, oh, I've heard of that beach. And it was really great to just go and see the beach and in the Bahamas and just experience like Bahamian life as the Bahamians do, in a way. It was really kind of an interesting experience to learn about the Bahamas from someone who's lived there. So I want to send out a shout out to her. I know she's not listening, but thanks for taking us around. So that was really cool. And then the other thing that really sticks out to me right now is, of course, like our smoothie party on Castaway Key. I have to, obviously shout out to Pam. Yes. For setting all that up, because it's so great of her that they do that. But it's such a great thing because we all get together. It's one of the last times that we were all together, minus, the end of the night extravaganza that we do every night at, Luigi's and Flo's and everything like that. But it's so great to get to see everybody come together and, talk and chat and exchange stories and stuff like that and really kind of bond that way, too. So that's always one of my favorite things, is the smoothie party that we do. Because it's just that time for all of us to come together as a podcast group. It's one of the few times that we actually all do come together and just, enjoy each other's company, which is nice.
I had three smoothies with whipped cream.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my stomach was killing me. Three strawberry smoothies. Well, I could.
They're so
good.
I'd kill
for one right now, though. Oh, that was so good.
Those smoothies are delicious.
Oh, they're so
good. I
could
go for another one right now.
Oh, they're so good. And they were just like, here, you want another one? No.
Okay.
Stop. It's still salad-y.
Oh, my gosh. That's kind of like the biggest thing. Like, my stomach is just now like coming down from all the food you eat on the cruise. Like, I cannot express enough how stupidly full I was during this cruise. I was just like, oh my gosh, more food? Okay, I'll eat that. I could not stop shoving it in because they're offering it to you at every turn. So that's another really big thing that sticks with me, is I seriously felt so full pretty much the entire time I was on the ship. Because, and then when you
Palo
get off the
Brunch.
Ship,
let's yes. talk about the good stuff. Palo Brunch was exceptional again.
Yes.
That continues to be one of my favorite meals that Disney Cruise Line offered. If you can have the opportunity to do the brunch while you're on the ship, do so. It is so good. And there's just something for everyone there, whether you're a picky eater, whether you're a simple eater, regardless of what you're eating.
Whether you're getting served milk at Palo.
No, hey, hey, let's talk about this, though, because I've had this discussion with like three different podcast listeners since we've gotten back. Okay, and this is one of the things that I think, again, for me, it was weird. So there's a new thing in Palo, at least for the brunch, where...
Yes!
Okay, so I got to talk about it, because I don't think
I
don't think we've talked about this, like, amongst ourselves.
We all know what you're going to say, though.
So what they do is, I mean, it's a very fancy, like, Italian-type restaurant. You know, you got to pay $25 or $30, I think it is now, per person to, you know, as a supplement to do this. But it's totally worth the money. The food is outstanding. I had this thing called Eggs Julia, which I figure, I have no idea what this is, but I love Eggs Benedict, and it must be Eggs Benedict's sister, so it's got to be good, you know? go for it. It looks the same to me, but whatever. So I had that, and, you know, and flatbread. But the thing is, there's a nice buffet with seafood and all these croissants and, oh, the sticky buns. Oh, my gosh, the sticky buns are so good. And, you know, they even have caviar. I had caviar, people. I had
you
caviar.
Ate caviar?
Yes, of course.
I didn't do that.
When you're in Rome, man, that's how it goes. But, yeah, I had caviar, and I didn't taste like anything different than like having, you know, some cheese whiz on top of a club cracker to me, you know. I don't know what the big thing is, but
okay, I don't think it's like cheese whiz, it is. I mean, but all right,
it whatever. Wasn't I mean, I wouldn't, you know, I didn't start singing hallelujah when I had it like I was expecting for what it cost. But anyway, they have this thing where you go back to the small like room, it's in the back of the restaurant, and that's where the buffet's set up, and they have desserts on the outside, and they have all the kind of you know, rolls and sticky buns and pastries, and they have some a seafood section, and they have some meats and antipastas and all that stuff, you know, on the other side. But the thing was, is, you know, in years past, you just, you know, it's like any cafeteria, like Duff's back in the day here in St. Louis. You grab your plate, you go through, and you get what you want. Well, now they've tried to class it up a little bit, which made me quite uncomfortable, and Pam, my wife, as well, in that they have these servers kind of hanging out back at the buffet.
Yes.
And they walk you through there, and
so
you just
awkward.
You tell them what you want, and they put it on the plate for you. And not only that, they walk it all the way back to your table and sit it on your table for you. So you got to follow them. I thought that was so Ricky, you felt the same way. I felt that was
God,
so weird.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so seriously, like, I mean, first of all, like, okay, so they had like mixed fruit, okay, and I was like, it had strawberries and blueberries and raspberries and stuff like that. I do not particularly like blueberries or raspberries, so I really just would have liked the strawberries out of there. And, you know, if I'd been doing it myself, I would have just picked the strawberries and put them
That's
on my plate.
That's
exactly
why they have
I
these people.
I couldn't do that because they were sitting there, okay, here's your strawberry. I don't want you to do that. I want to do it myself. Please let me do it myself. So, yeah, that was very awkward. I mean,
Hannah,
I guess,
and I said we felt we were being judged.
Yes.
Like, look, when I'm in a buffet, I'm going to put on what I want on my plate, and I don't want to feel judged about it.
Right, exactly. Like, I mean,
back
let
off.
Me do it. Let me do it. But Joanne figured out the way to to get around it, and you go the reverse way. You go backwards, and they don't hit you as often.
You know, no, what I did, I figured it out my second time through. So I went in right, because Pam and I went up at the same time to get our second plate, and Pam got a waiter, but I got in right behind her, just grabbed a plate and got in right, and I didn't have a waiter my second time through, and it was awesome because I got two sticky buns at that
nice.
Time.
Yes. Yeah, because you couldn't pick out, like, say you wanted two sticky buns and you wanted to be the fat kid who got two sticky buns. You could, you know, this way they just put one on your plate and they're like, here's your one sticky bun, enjoy. But if you wanted two, you feel like a fat kid saying, can I
keep those coming. Keep those coming.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, but the thing is, like my Pam said, you know, exactly what Pam just said. You know, she felt like she was being judged because she does not like any seafood. And of course, they have like crab legs and shrimp and, you know, lots. They have this whole section that's all seafood. And, she, you know, she told the guy, you know, I'm not into seafood. And she felt like the guy was kind of like, really? You know, you don't like seafood?
You're here at
Palo? You
know, kind of,
I mean,
right,
but
yeah.
I totally get it. You know, it's a premium dining experience. It's something that's elegant. It's something that's above and beyond the typical, you know, main dining room, which, you know, the main dining rooms on Disney Cruise Line are amazing. But I mean, it's a step above that even. And I understand that the wanting to be elegant in how you present it and the service you offer your guests. But Pam, I would guess at least 50% of the people are you know, at least kind of average Joes like me and like us, that, you know, it was a little bit uncomfortable. I understand why they're there, but I wish they'd go back to the old way.
Yeah, and I can't decide, is it something they're doing because of, you know, sanitary reasons?
Right.
Are they trying to do that or not?
Are they trying to class it up? I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know either. But what's funny is one of our agents and our agency manager, Deb Chambers, said that she had already filled out her comment card saying she hates it. So, man, the word is being heard. People are mentioning to Disney Cruise Line that they do not like this. So, anyways, hopefully that will continue, because I'd like to see it go away too.
We'll put this on the Facebook group. This will be a fun weekend conversation in here on a Friday to get it rolling. So if you sailed with us, or if you've been on the Disney Cruise Line here in the past a little bit and you've encountered this new Palo experience with like these butlers that fill your plate for you, it's so weird.
They were all very sweet. Say that they weren't. I don't want to. No one really did judge us. No one said,
that we know of, you know, because I mean, I'm sure like that time, Pam, that we got our picture taken at 1900 Park Fair, they were certainly nice to us, but we're almost positive that that picture is hanging back in the kitchen with, look at those poor saps, they're wore out.
People should have gone home and taken a shower instead of coming for dinner. That's what it said.
All right, so we are running a little long, but, you know, final thoughts, Ricky, because we're going to do the skin in 2017. It'll be bigger and better than ever, just like always. But again, it's about the friends. It's about our friendships that we have here, and that made it amazing. So final thoughts on the podcast cruise, Ricky, maybe one more memory that you might have.
It's always just so much fun to get to do these. I mean, really, I'm so blessed to get the chance to go hang out with, you know, all my friends. That's the best part about it. You know, we've mentioned it before. It's so great to, I don't know if I would, because I haven't done it since I've been an adult. I haven't cruised by myself with just me and Brian ever. So I don't know if it would be the same for me to cruise not in a group setting. It would be very odd, I think, at this point, because I'm so used to cruising with friends. I mean, like you said, Mike, you're constantly running into someone you know. Although, random, you know, I would constantly run into the random guys that were sitting next to us at dinner. They were sitting next to us at Enchanted Garden the first night, and it got to be a long story, and it's very funny, but we ended up running into them like all over the ship. So they ended up becoming our friends. I know his name was Brian, which was ironic, but anyway. So it's so much fun to cruise with friends, and that's the best part about the whole thing that I enjoy the most about the Beer Guest podcast cruise. It's the camaraderie and the friendships that we have. It's so great. And I can't imagine doing it any other way. I really can't. I don't know how Brian and I will ever cruise without friends. So.
Yeah, and we do cruise, you know, just our family sometimes in the other years, but, you know, between the podcast cruises. And it, while it is a great experience, it's a lot of fun. It's just not the same atmosphere. You know, you just don't have all the impromptu meetups and, you know, get to share the stories. Like we had that one night where we just kind of all sat up on deck 13, you know, up in the adult area and just shared stories.
So
I mean,
it was,
you know, it's not anything that's like, oh, you know, wow, it was really exciting because we all sat around and shared stories and, you know, tried to guess, you know, is that Freeport that we're going towards, you know, Jay and I up on the front of the ship and, you know, Mark,
what
is
are we circling?
You know, yeah. Where are we? You know, Mark's definitely a big geography nut and, you know, talking about how he was, you know, plotting our course the entire time from this, you know, equipment he had on his balcony. And he shared that. Now it's, everybody has their thing. And it was so fun to, you know, cause you know, talking through Facebook and Twitter, they're short little messages,
yeah.
But to be able to share an evening, you know, in five nights and 5 days of fun with friends, it's something that we'll never forget. And one of the negatives, again, I'll say about this cruise is that, you know, Mallory got to meet, you know, I feel the same way, of course, but I'm an adult, but you know, when you're seven and you get to meet friends, like she met Emily and she got to meet Julie's kids. And, you know, as it was time to leave, you know, the I hate seeing it, but I mean, sometimes tears are shed because friendships are made that hard. And, you know, now it's time to, you know, folks got to go back to Michigan, to Missouri, to Georgia, to, you know, Pittsburgh, to California, to Arizona, to Virginia. You know, people are scattering to Indiana, everywhere. And the thing is that, you know, it's hard to say goodbye. And, you know, you wouldn't think that, you know, after 5 days, every time I say that, it's like people say, yeah, right. You know, it's a 5 day cruise, it's a 4 night cruise.
Yeah. How can it happen?
Oh, it's so hard because you get to, you these friendships are real and they're ongoing, and it's something special. So Pam, before I give you the final thoughts on the podcast cruise, and we're going to dive into things like, I want to give a big review of the rainforest room and some other experiences that I had. We'll be doing that in the weeks to come. But we just wanted to briefly kind of hit some highlights today, just because we're back and at it. I want to thank you, Pam, because I know the folks over at the Magic for Less did a lot for each of the guests with the little surprises in the staterooms.
Awesome.
We got lots of great feedback on all those, you know, the cups and the pillows, the pillow blanket, whatever that, you know, the convertible thing there.
Best thing ever, that pillow blanket.
Oh, yeah, it is. We've been using that thing like crazy.
Seriously,
yeah,
that is going to be a road trip staple for me from now on.
We fight over that thing all the time here. That's the only thing. Like, we're constantly fighting over it. Give it to me. You know, it's like, we know that it took a lot of effort from the folks over at the Magic for Less to, you know, to take this cruise and make it even better. So on behalf of all of us, Pam, thank you to the team for doing that for us.
It was our pleasure, really, to be involved with this, and I'm looking forward to the next one. Can't wait to do it. You know, Steve and I actually made some of the deliveries this time, so as much as Hannah complained about child labor laws, yes, we did.
Here I was going to thank, you know, Paige and Hannah for running around
the
ship every
night. They did three of them, and Steve and I did two.
And it was, just for the record, we were in international waters at all times when they were doing the deliveries.
Exactly. Child labor laws do not apply.
They do not. No.
No, but it was a pleasure, and we were so glad to be a part of it.
Oh, and if anybody finds the cork to the champagne that we popped,
yes. That is that. You know what? That's probably like ended up. Did it end up inside one of the lifeboats? Like, if that's the case, somebody. Hopefully, nobody will ever
find it.
Make
it more floaty. Corks float.
So this was exactly as what cork does. But yeah, so what happened was, Pam, you know, we got on the ship. I believe, you know, we had a lot of folks had the early port arrival time of about 10:30, 10:45. So we get on the ship about 11, 11:15. Everybody's kind of doing their thing, getting lunch, you know, maybe getting a ride on the aqueduct, getting swimming, touring the park, you know, touring the ship and maybe going and making reservations for Paul, whatever. We did all that kind of stuff.
Rope dropping, spa, whatever.
We had a bunch of us doing that. But Pam said, no matter what, Ricky and Mike, you better be in my stateroom at 3 o'clock before the lifeboat drill. And I'm like, that's cool, because the lifeboat drill's at 4 and we have to be there. So I'm only committed to an hour. So we get in there and Pam is already taken care of. No kidding. You might have seen the pictures.
She's already done it all. Yeah.
And if you want to see the pictures, just go to Instagram, Be Our Guest Mike. They're on there. But we had all, you know, the cups were laid out, the pillows, you know, we're kind of just, you know, dividing everything up to get them delivered throughout the cruise. But the thing was, is once we got that done, we had some champagne delivered to the room. It was already there because Pam's a platinum.
And exactly. Had like 20 bottles of champagne in her room.
Not only did we have one.
Not true.
Yes. I'm just saying, there was one chilling when we got there. And then by the time we got done, the room service was there with a second bottle. Not that we drank it, but it was. The thing was, I have seen lots of sports celebrations where, you know, when you clench the pennant, you take the champagne, you pop it, and it's a celebration. I was like, hey, we just got all these gifts. All, you know, ready to be distributed. No, we didn't do that. We did a couple things.
Well, drink a bottle of champagne.
Well, so I was like, you know, we need champagne. We get, you know, it's sitting here. Let's don't waste it. So I've never really opened a bottle of champagne. So I'm like, you know, let's make an Instagram video of this. So I'm, you know, fighting this bottle of champagne. I didn't know you needed to unscrew the like little twisty tie thing. I didn't know that was even on there. So I'm pulling on it, ripping on it. Finally, somebody, you know, my Pam's like, there's a twisty tie thing. You got to take the foil off. Okay. So then, you know, I'm like, get this on tape. I want to see when the thing pops. Yep. So I'm like, the whole thing is I wanted to keep the cork because I've heard people collect those from like milestone events in your life, like in maybe your wedding or I don't know. I'm not a wine drinker, but I've heard, you know, like it's cool to keep the cork. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to keep this cork. It was the beginning of the podcast cruise 3. It's going to be special. So I get that sucker. I'm getting ready to pop it. I'm like, get ready because we got to get this on Instagram. Boop. The thing pops off. Ding. It hits the ceiling of the veranda. Boom. Hits the lifeboat. 2 decks down. It doesn't go to the lifeboat because they're covered. Doosh, right out into the ocean. I was
or may not have gone into the ocean.
No, it did. I saw it.
Stop. We're not. We can't say that.
I'm positive that little cork went into the ocean. I know we're not supposed to say it.
We did may not or may litter not. In the ocean. There was no litter.
There is a disclaimer. There was no sea life harm in the making of this Instagram video.
I was so disappointed. And that's actually all on Instagram as well. So you can see that because my eyes bugged out because I wanted that cork more than anything.
Oh, it was so funny.
Donk right off the ceiling. I didn't realize those things come out at like 500 miles an hour.
Well, yeah. Why do you think that like people are joking like, watch out for their eyes, you know, like
I thought that was a joke.
Thing.
That thing would have killed somebody if I'd have pointed it at you.
Yes.
Holy
That's
God.
Why we're, like,
that wasn't even the one we let you shake up.
Right.
That we took that one away.
Don't shoot this at us. Make sure you shoot it outside.
This was before the lifeboat drill even happened, people. So you want to be with us on the next podcast cruise. They're a ton of fun. All right. Well, we're going to get into this, of course, over the weeks to come. We're going to review some of the special events that we did. But again, thank you to everybody who sailed with us. And we hope you'll join us again in 2017. It's going to be a lot of fun. But just so much fun, and just the memories live on forever. So don't forget, today's episode brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. And if you want to sail with the Disney Cruise Line, no better way to do it than to book with the Magic for Less. First of all, you're going to get first-class concierge-level service with all the Disney destinations, Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line. But you're going to get an agent that is an expert in that destination. So, for example, I might be working with you if you want to sail with the Disney Cruise Line, because I can tell you about sailing on the Magic, the Wonder, the Dream. I can tell you, you know, what the Fantasy has to offer you. We could talk about the ports and, you know, the dining and when to do this, when to do that. But most importantly, we're going to get you in the best financial deal possible. But especially with Disney Cruise Line, you want to book with the Magic for Less, because you're going to get up to a 5% onboard credit. You know, that, for example, that covered my, you know, Senses spa deal, the length of the cruise for Pam and I. Didn't have to worry about that. So, you know, just a little head start, you know, maybe a mixology class. Maybe you're going to do, you know, buy something down in the gift shop. I got a cool polo shirt. You know, that could be on the Magic for Less. So check them out today. Support the folks who support us. They're over at themagicforless.com. Check out Magical Mouse Radio for great Walt Disney World in-park audio and music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're right there at MagicalMouseRadio.com. Give us a follow on Twitter. We're at BeOurGuestMike. We're on Facebook at Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And of course, join the friendliest forums on the internet, BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums. Oh, one more thing. Don't forget, if you want to get your Bondi bands for the Be Our Guest Podcast Lizards, they are still on sale. Drop by the Facebook group, Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Let Jocelyn know you would like one. I believe they're $9 for folks in the United States, $10 internationally, shipped to you. And you are going to look great on your next run or walk supporting the Be Our Guest Podcast Lizards. All right, we're going to get out of here. It's time for the weekend. We've done enough talking, and we're going to be back again on Monday to talk about more Disney. That's what we do here. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. Stay safe, whatever you do, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.